Jaya, thank you so much for taking a few moments to talk to me. Can you tell me about your new venture?
I have a newsletter. It's called Jaya Time. It's kind of a comedy slash opinion journalism slash interview slash podcast newsletter. It's jayatime.substack, substack.com. So jayatime.substack.com. And I picked that name because it was kind of funny. My first issue is all about how I have a huge crush on Amy Klobuchar. So, it's like
That is
extremely
funny.
silly. Yeah, it is. I want her to tie me up. it's a big joke, but it's kind of not, which makes it even more funny. So, it was kind of a comedy newsletter, and I decided to do some reporting in the Capital Region because there's nowhere you can freelance in the Capital Region anymore. And I realized that my subscribers were all over the world and all over the country. And I needed like a dedicated subscriber list that just lived in the Capital Region who would be more interested. So I started a new newsletter called Them and Us Media. I Googled some historical cool stuff that happened in the Schenectady, Albany, Troy area, and I discovered that there was a GE union guy. He wrote a book called Them and Us, kind of, the bosses versus the workers, the capitalists versus the proletariat. Very clearly, like, they are them, we are us, we are different. And he wrote this book about it. So I decided to yoink the title. So I did. And don't sue me, guy. That would be well appreciated if you left me alone. But so I took the title and I started reporting, and then two people came on board, Cassie Parisi, who is a former Daily Gazette reporter, and Tyler McNeil, who's a friend of mine who is a business freelance journalist. We're putting out this little publication that's community journalism for and by the working class. We believe all journalism has an audience attached to it, whether or not that audience is stated or not. Like if you say there's no specific audience, you're probably catering to an audience in mind. You're just not admitting it to yourself.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I think our audience is working class people, brown, black, and white. We are working class people who care about social justice, who care about police brutality, who care about gentrification, poverty, all sorts of social issues and issues that capitalism has wrought on the people of this area. And we're not that concerned with, say, the latest bar that opened on Lark Street or the hats they wear at the Saratoga Racecourse on opening weekend. We don't care about that. There's two buttons deep for that. There's a Saratogian for that. There's even the Times Union Society pages for that. We care about the movement for Black Lives. We care about environmental justice. We care about things that actually matter to real working people.
Jaya, what's your background? What got you motivated to do something like this?
So I was an activist before I became a journalist. I was working with Capital Area Against Mass Incarceration, CAMI, a couple of years ago. I was really set on fire by Black Lives Matter and what happened to Michael Brown in Ferguson, and by reading Michelle Alexander's The New Jim Crow and realizing we need to end the prison industrial complex. So I was really organizing with them for a while and was hired as a columnist by the Alt and really fell in love with that. And then I started writing full-length stories for them in long-form narrative. The Alt closed. I decided to go to journalism school, so that's where I've been for the last 1.5 years.
Tell me about some of your favorite stories.
Cassie Parisi just wrote a really good story about Trojan Women's Productions, which is a story about a drag queen production company in the Capital Region.
What?
Basically, these.
I don't even know about this. That's why it's so important.
Yeah, they rule. They're a group of queens who decided that they were sick and tired of getting exploited. They'd walk out of shows that were tip only. They'd have like $4 for the entire night, and it just wasn't worth it. So they banded together. They developed a ticket price for these shows, $10 usually, and then they get a cut. Every performer gets a cut of the ticket price. So they're trying to raise living standards and wages for drag queens, as well as promote the arts in the capital region.
Great. Tell me about another one.
So we've been doing a lot of reporting on the movement for Black Lives. I think one of the favorite stories I wrote, well, we were at the Times Union Center, and there was an issue where people wanted to get into the Times Union Center to listen to a community summit between community members, and I'm putting those in quotes because it wasn't really the community, and policing and law enforcement officials. And the people from All of Us and 518 Peacekeepers and like these new radical organizations were not allowed into the Times Union Center to speak. And because I didn't have the proper press credentials, I wasn't allowed in either. So I just wrote a story about what it was like to be on the outside of that, what it was like to be kept out of the meeting where everything was happening. I think it was called Stuck Outside, and it was a good story. I thought it was a good story. It was a lot of fun to write. Another one I wrote was, it was called A Flower Blooms in Troy, and it was about the aftermath of the Troy protest, the big 11,000 strong protest that happened in Troy a couple weeks ago. What happened after, when the group of protesters were showing down with the police? And I compared it to the Paris Commune.
And what does that mean?
They were, you know, it was a very tense moment. There was a lot of people were raring to go. There was a lot of energy. The police had erected barricades. There was a feeling that if not violence, tension was going to break out. You know, there was a feeling that the police were going to attack. Someone threw a water bottle. Everyone overreacted to the throwing of the water bottle. There was a lot of like, how do we negotiate with the police? How do we not negotiate with the police? It was a very tense moment. But it was a very beautiful moment. It was a moment that had a lot of internal solidarity and a lot of internal dissension. I tried in my writing to capture what it felt like to be there.
What's on deck next?
Well, we've got a bunch of stories coming out. I'm going to be profiling Schenectady Safe Space, which is a queer and trans-led organization in Schenectady. We're going to be doing a lot more reporting on the movement for Black Lives. I'm editing a story right now on the Bumpy's ICE protest. We also sent someone in to check out the Grace Baptist Church service. You know, the Grace Baptist Church is the church in Troy that has been spewing a lot of hatred. You know, they make you touch a ham before you enter the building to ward off Muslims and Jews. It's a tough organization. And
so you sent a journalist into the sermon?
Yeah, we took Tyler and we put him in his best church clothes, and he went in and he listened to the sermon, the entire sermon. We're going to write some. I was stuck outside with the protesters, but he was in there. And so we're going to write something interesting with the outside-inside perspective. And I'm really looking forward to that one. That'll probably be out by the time this airs. And, we're foiling every single police department in the Capital Region.
What are you foiling them for? And can you explain what a FOIL is to our listeners?
Sure. A FOIL is a Freedom of Information Law request, which is just accessing public records that should be available anyway, but they create all sorts of bureaucratic hoops for you to jump through. So we are just going to look up the personnel files of every single cop in the Capital Region, including some very notorious police officers in Troy, Schenectady, and Albany, to see what they have been internally disciplined for in the past. This was all information that was recently made public through the repeal of 50A, a state law that shielded this information from the public. So now we're just going to request all of it, every single personnel file, and allow the public to peruse. And also we're going to do our own analysis and see what's going on here.
Jaya, you're a rabble rouser.
A little bit, yeah, yeah. And, you know, I couldn't get hired at any traditional news organization with my activism background and my democratic socialist credentials and, frankly, my Twitter profile.
So you're not claiming to be unbiased media?
God, no. And if you are claiming to be unbiased media, you're probably biased towards the status quo. Our only bias is that a better world is possible. Our only bias is that we believe that the way things are right now sucks and that working people deserve better. We're going to fight for working people to have better